Hey there, hustlers. Welcome back to Masculine Mindset at Work, everyone, your daily dose of inspiration and raw truth about crushing it in life. I'm your host, Hunter Rivers, and let me tell you, today's topic is something we all need to hear, whether you're an entrepreneur, a gym rat, or just trying to navigate this crazy thing called life. We're diving into emotional intelligence, not the fluffy, touchy-feely kind, but the real deal, the kind that fuels success and builds genuine connections. Ever feel like you're walking on eggshells around people? Like you're missing some vital code to decode their emotions. You know that feeling when a conversation takes a turn and you're left scratching your head wondering what just happened? Well, let me tell you, that's emotional intelligence speaking, or rather, not speaking. But don't worry, we're going to unlock the secrets of EQ and become masters of our own emotions and those around us. First things first. Understanding your own emotions. It sounds simple, right? But seriously, how many times have you brushed off a feeling because it didn't seem manly? You know that feeling when anger boils over or sadness hits like a ton of bricks. Instead of running from it, learn to identify those emotions, label them, and understand what triggers them. It's not about being weak, it's about being self-aware, knowing your strengths, weaknesses, and how you react under pressure. Think of it as emotional GPS, understanding where your emotionally helps you navigate life with clarity and purpose. Next up, empathy. This isn't just saying I understand when someone spills their guts, it's about truly seeing things from their perspective. Imagine yourself in their shoes, feeling what they feel, even if you wouldn't react the same way. It builds genuine connections, trust, and makes you a more supportive friend, partner, or leader. You know that old saying, treat others how you want to be treated? Well, empathy takes it a step further, it's about treating others how they need to be treated. Active listening is another key player in the emotional intelligence game. It's not just about hearing the words, it's about understanding the message behind them. Pay attention to body language, tone of voice, and spoken cues. Think of yourself as a detective, gather all the clues, analyze them, and respond thoughtfully. When someone feels truly heard and understood, they know you're present, engaged, and value their words. Communication is the bridge that connects us all. But it's not just about speaking your mind, it's about expressing yourself clearly, respectfully, and with intention. Learn to articulate your needs and feelings without aggression or passive aggression. This takes practice, but trust me, it's worth it. Clear communication builds healthy relationships, fosters collaboration, and ultimately leads to less stress and more satisfaction. Finally, self-regulation, the ability to manage your emotions effectively. We all have bad days, moments of frustration or anger, but how we handle them defines us. Practice mindfulness, learn techniques to calm your mind, and develop healthy coping mechanisms. Think of it like training a muscle. The more you practice self-regulation, the stronger it becomes. This doesn't mean suppressing emotions, it's about acknowledging them, processing them constructively, and responding in a way that aligns with your values. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at work, facing a tough deadline, feeling the pressure mounting. Your colleague, overwhelmed by stress, snaps at you. Instead of reacting defensively or letting it derail your day, you take a deep breath, acknowledge their frustration, and calmly offer support. You actively listen to their concerns, understand their perspective, and collaboratively find the solution. See? Emotional intelligence in action. By understanding your own emotions, empathizing with others, communicating effectively, and regulating yourself, you navigate challenges with grace, build stronger relationships, and ultimately achieve greater success. So, take this knowledge, apply it to your daily life, and watch the magic unfold. Remember, emotional intelligence isn't about being perfect, it's about continuous growth and self-improvement. The journey is ongoing, but every step you take towards mastering your emotions brings you closer to becoming the best version of yourself. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to implement today to boost your emotional intelligence? Share your thoughts in the comments below or on our social media pages. Let's keep this conversation rolling. And don't forget to subscribe and hit that notification bell so you never miss a daily dose of Masculine Mindset at Work, everyone. Until next time, stay driven, stay focused, and stay emotionally intelligent, my friends. You got this.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.